For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. Emergency measures are now taking effect in the Chinese capital after the municipal government issued its highest level of warning for heavy air pollution. A red alert, issued for the first time in 3 years, means that cars with odd and even number plates will be banned from driving on alternate days starting from this morning. Educational authorities have urged all schools to suspend classes during the alert period. Industrial production has been curtailed further. The red alert will last for 3 days, with a cold front on Thursday expected to help clear the air. Most of the city's pollution is being blamed on coal-fired power plants, together with vehicle emissions and construction and factory work. A senior lawmaker of Heilongjiang Provincial People's Congress is under investigation. Gai Ruyin, deputy head of the Standing Committee of Heilongjiang Provincial People's Congress, is accused of suspected severe disciplinary violations. Gai is now being investigated by the Central Commission for Discipline Inspection of the Communist Party of China. The 2015 Nobel Prize winner Tu Youyou has called for joint efforts to combat malaria during her speech at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden. Tu became the first Chinese woman to win a Nobel Prize for medicine for her discovery of artemisinin out of traditional Chinese medicine. Tu said malaria remained a big challenge for public health because about 120 million people still live in areas highly vulnerable to the disease. Tu also called Chinese traditional medicine a treasure for medical workers to learn and explore. China is planning to train over 3 million rural teachers over the next 5 years. The country is set to provide distance learning or send professionals to rural areas while also establishing development centres for training. China currently has more than 15 million teachers. In order to reduce the gap between urban and rural areas, local authorities will employ and train more native rural teachers and provide living allowances for all rural teachers in impoverished areas. Diplomatic or service passport holders from China and Ethiopia no longer need visas following the implementation of a new exemption agreement between the two countries. The move was agreed in May last year when Chinese Premier Li Keqiang paid an official visit to Ethiopia. The arrangement means Chinese and Ethiopian diplomatic or service passport holders will now be able to enter, exit, or pass through each other's territories for periods of less than 30 days without needing to apply for a visa. The Chinese ambassador to Ethiopia, Lai Yifan, said China-Ethiopia cooperation had grown rapidly during the past decade, and the new policy would make bilateral relations much easier. At least 3 people were injured in a blast reportedly caused by a firecracker at a bus stop in central Moscow. Preliminary information shows the blast may be caused by a self-made firecracker thrown by an unidentified person from a passing car or a nearby building. 2 women have been hospitalised and a man with minor wounds was receiving medical treatment. The blast site has been cordoned off and investigators are there to determine the cause of the explosion. Turkey has summoned the Russian ambassador in Ankara to protest against what it sees as a recent provocative passing of a Russian warship through the Bosphorus Strait in Istanbul. It's reported a Russian soldier was seen holding a surface-to-air missile in a firing position on the deck of the Russian warship when it was passing through the strait on Sunday. Thousands of people have been flooded out of their homes after Storm Desmond hit northwestern parts of Britain. In Cumbria and Lancashire, counties in northwest England, more than 40,000 homes are still suffering from power cuts. Over 5,000 homes have been affected by the storm. British Prime Minister David Cameron has said the flood defences in Cumbria were not enough, and some people might not be able to return home for Christmas. Meanwhile, the storm also lashed parts of Northern Ireland, North Wales, and southern Scotland over the weekend. More heavy rain is expected this week. South American Football Confederation President Juan Ángel Naput has agreed to be extradited to the United States after being charged with corruption. Naput was among 16 people indicted by the U.S. Justice Department on Thursday for allegedly accepting bribes for marketing and media rights. Reports said that Naput changed his mind about resisting extradition on the advice of his lawyers. Alfredo Howitt, the president of the North, Central American and Caribbean Confederation, was also named in last week's indictment. They were suspended for 90 days by the Ethics Committee of FIFA. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.